we invite you for a walk in the footsteps of eminent females who once resided and worked in Warsaw. At school, we are taught dates, the chronology of royal dynasties, and the course of battles. And yet, it is individual life stories and the history of a daily existence that builds our own identity, constitutes the source of culture and social rules. Even though we learn Polish history already in the primary school, we still often think of it as necessary evil, yet another subject to pass. Meanwhile, learning about the past may turn out to be point of departure for most intriguing research conducted according to one's own individual key. One such key might be discovering women who lived and worked in our country, our city, or our district. It turns out that there were many of them, often very inspiring and interesting. Alas, the memory of these women did not last. They often end up in the pages of history books as somebody's wives, mothers, or assistants. The women of Warsaw founded monasteries and public utility buildings. They designed and sculpted. They taught new generations, wrote books, and looked after the sick and the poor. Where are they now? In school textbooks? En route of traditional urban walk? Or perhaps in bulky volumes devoted to the heroic history of our motherland? Finding even a name of some of them borders on impossible. One has to dig through hundreds of books and historical sources like an archaeologist. Occasionally, the women are there somewhere in a footnote of a scholarly work listed as wives of important personalities. They hide in a black and white photo, often with the NN caption. In order to be protagonists of their own biographies or studies, they must have done quite a lot. So much so that their achievements simply could not be ignored. All the rest remains silent, in the shadow of a subsequent war, a change of a royal or some political event. And yet, the women of Warsaw knew how to fight for their rights. They proved it more than once. Their lives, their determination in the pursuit of their dreams, and their daily fight for identity continue to be a great inspiration for me. Living and working in the capital city of Poland, I do sense the presence of thousands, if not millions, of grandmothers and great-grandmothers who propel the new generation to action with their steadfastness. Let us meet them during our historic walk titled The City of Women.